Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning, and this is the morning news for today, Monday, May 31, 2021. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. Dominicans will not pay back any monies to MMCE, regardless of a secret agreement signed, and all monies will be found when the DLP government is booted out of office, says opposition leader Lennox Linton. St. Lucia's Prime Minister Alan Chasney asked the youth gangs to find ways to contribute to the country's and national security ministers' call for review of the bail policy for those caught with illegal weapons after four homicides over the weekend. And U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday unveiled a $6 trillion budget for the next year filled with new safety net programs for the poor and the middle class, but depends on the wealthy to pay for it. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Margaret Cooperative Credit Union and Rudolph Thomas.
Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
We all want to know that our money is safe. Well, not only your money, but your financial future is in safe hands at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union, serving the entire North with the friendliest, easy cash facility, payday loans, convenient checking accounts, secure night safe deposit. Members of the MCCU are now enjoying competitive loans, the members' retirement savings plan, membership capital, and the joy of watching your savings grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union. Friendly support, trusted service, helpful staff approvals. Join the MCCU today and enjoy the growing advantage and convenience of the community-friendly Marigot Cooperative Credit Union business. Call 445-7155 or 445-7166 or email mccu@cwdom.dm. Invest well, save regularly, and watch your money grow at the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
And welcome back. CEO and founder of the Swinging Janice Scholarship Awards Foundation, Janice Williams-Russell, announces that the foundation will be providing scholarships to a number of deserving Dominicans on the 19th of July as a means to ensure that the persons are given a chance to become successful via their academics. Mrs. Williams-Russell was born at 39 River Street in Roseau, and she is a former Dominica Grammar School student and a former 1984 Calypso Queen. As a retired banker and entrepreneur, Janice Williams-Russell has been the recipient of two Service Ontario Volunteer Awards during 2018 and 2019 from the Government of Canada for her work in the community. The Swinging Janice Scholarship Foundation will sponsor 12 students from four different high schools at four different communities with the duration of 5 years. As long as the student stays in school and shows a progress, then that will continue. This includes the Isaiah Thomas Secondary Schools, the Pitit Savan School, the Dominica Grammar School, and the Grande Secondary School. The Swinging Janice Scholarship Foundation has teamed up with the founder of the Class of 1984 DTS Group, Mrs. Judith Francis. With the help of her team, Floriette Stewart, Mariana Isaac, Mrs. Sharon Dennis Roll, Mrs. Daphne Roberts Wallace, Mr. Kenneth Guy, Mr. Davidson De Verrier, and Mr. Billy Daru, the founding foundation is going to be able to sponsor more students than ever before. The foundation can be contacted via email address swinginwilliams@gmail.com or call 607-806-5325. Also in local news, the Dominicans will not be paying back MMCE any monies regardless of a secret agreement signed and any monies that will be found when the DLP government is booted off to the office. This comes from the leader of the opposition, Lennox Linton, on Saturday over the weekend. Mr. Linton was speaking at the National Public Meeting held on Saturday in Margaret, dubbed Defending Dominica Against the Threat of Modern Slavery. Discussions and in-depth revelations and of the Dominica CBI funds being used to construct an anticipated international airport were held as it relates to the Montreal Management Company, MMCE, and is gearing up to construct the international airport, with the Dominican citizenry being left to pay the bill.
Let me get clear. Dominica is not paying MMCE or Anthony Hayden or Roosevelt Skerrick or anybody else. We're not paying them back passport money belonging to us that is used for the construction of the international airport. Let us be very clear on that. But they may have been in Dominica this week to sign that agreement that Skerrick talked about. But they haven't said anything further about it, so we believe that if they have done it, it was done in secret. Let it stay in secret, we don't want to know about it, because we're not paying it back. And any money paid back from that, we will find it when this government is booted out of office. Because that money belongs to the people of Dominica and it will recover. This is an important statement to Roosevelt Skerrick and his cabal, that we are a nation of laws. We are law-abiding people. We believe in the rule of law, and we stand by that. And this no law, no constitution principle that you have forced down on the people of Dominica, we the people will put an end to it, because it has gone too far now. It has gone too far.
Mr. Linton revealed some information about the Mehul Chosky case, which highlighted the way in which Chosky may have came into Dominica, which included the name, the number of crew members on board, the nationalities, in what appears to be some kind of kidnapping.
There is a 1979 60-foot schooner that is registered in St. Vincent the Grenadines, owned by a St. Lucian, that came into Dominican waters from Antigua. It was said to have been at Jolly Harbor in Antigua, and on Sunday this week, it came into Dominica. In Antigua, where it came from, it was cleared out of Antigua with three crew members. The boat captain, who is Vincentian, the owner of the schooner, who is St. Lucian, and one other person, who is also St. Lucian. Those are the three crew members. And there are two passengers on the schooner, both of them Indian. One has Indian nationality, the other one is a national of Britain. He's British, but they're both Indian. They arrive in Dominica. And on that boat that they arrive in, we understand this Indian gentleman called Mr. Mehul Chosky was supposed to have arrived as well. But there is no mention of the name Mehul Chosky on the documentation of Antigua Customs and Immigration cleared out of Antigua, and on the documentation of the Dominica Customs official cleared into Dominica. Mehul Chosky's name is not mentioned. On the Dominica Customs form, the question is asked to the boat captain, do you have any stowaways on board? The answer is no. The only people on board, three crew members and the two passengers. So where did Chosky come from? He came from the belly of the whale, or he was smuggled into Dominica. He's in Dominica. First thing they did was to put him up at a house somewhere in the north, and then the police took over the following day, and then he came to the cell, and then he went into court.
He then highlighted some of the legal revelations on the matter and the court's order to silence any more information on that matter.
The lawyers for Chosky have filed a writ of habeas corpus in the court. The High Court judge hearing the matter, a lady by the name of Bernie Stevenson. All of a sudden, she doesn't want you, the people of Dominica, to know about this man from India that is in Dominica, having been smuggled out of Antigua and smuggled into Dominica. For what purpose, we do not know. But the judge, the High Court judge, doesn't want you to know anything about the case. In the very same way as the managers of the airport at Melville Hall don't want anybody to take pictures of the Bombardier Global 5000 aircraft that landed here at 1:16 yesterday afternoon and is still on the tarmac. It came with four crew members and one passenger, all the way from Doha, Qatar. It's a Qatar executive airline plane. But before it came to Dominica, it had to make a stop in Delhi, India. Delhi, India. So it went from Doha, Qatar, to Delhi, India, then a resurrected stop in Spain, and then all the way to Dominica, Melville Hall. Are we big? We don't have international airport, but we think large. What is this plane doing in Dominica? Some days ago, we heard that a plane was on its way from India to pick up Choksi in Dominica. And all of a sudden, a plane is in Dominica, having originated in Doha, Qatar, went to Delhi, and then came to Dominica.
Mr. Linton says it is right to stand up for what is right, and that nobody is going to stop us from doing what is right.
The president of the party told you that court is an option, and we keep faith with the courts, notwithstanding all the blows we have taken with absurd decisions that are calculated to punish the United Workers Party and to put it under heavy manners for opposing Roosevelt's chariot in Dominica. But we'll soldier on, because there must be an end to this madness. And nobody is going to stop us from doing what's right. And it is right to stand for what is right. It is right to get rid of those who stand in our way of doing what is right and just for ourselves and for the other people in the Commonwealth of Dominica. And that is why we stand.
And that is the leader of the opposition, Lennox Linton, speaking in Marigot on Saturday. Meantime, on Sunday, Prime Minister Gaston Brong says that a private jet currently at the Douglas Charles Airport in Dominica is indeed from India. Brong gave an explanation on his radio program after a picture of the jet was posted on Antigua's newsroom. India seems to be going all out as it has sent a private jet to get Mehul Chosky repatriated directly from Dominica. Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Brong has told local media there.
Yes, I can confirm that there's a jet there. My understanding is that the Indian government has sent certain documentation from the courts in India to confirm that, you know, Mr. Choksi is indeed a fugitive. And my understanding, the documentation will be utilized in the court case that will be heard, or the court hearing next Wednesday. As you know, the judge in Dominica had actually put a stay on his deportation until the hearing next Wednesday. So the Indian government seemed to be going all out to ensure that he is repatriated to India so that he can stand charges there, or trial there.
And that was the Prime Minister Gaston Brong. Meantime, government announced that the international airport will be constructed using funds by the CBI program. Speaking on last evening's Anupali program, the Prime Minister says this will cost over 1 billion EC dollars. He says this isn't a loan, but rather some expenditures are being paid by MMCE, and that MMCE will be promoting the airport with revenues to be placed in an escrow account.
The developer MMCE, once we sign this agreement with him, with the MMC, they're the ones who will sign the contract with the contracting firm. It is estimated that this airport will cost us in excess of 1 billion EC dollars. There are no sovereign guarantees. The liabilities reside with MMC, and so there is no direct impact on the treasury of the country. This is not a loan he's given to us, or this is not a loan we're giving to him. He has started to front load the expenditure, because the design of the airport will be paid for by MCE. The lab that's under construction is being paid for by MCE, with all of the equipment for the lab, the augers and all this equipment that has to be purchased. The homes that are being built are completely underwritten financially by MCE. And so once this agreement is signed, that is when it triggers MCE going out to promote the international airport, utilizing the CBI, and that's when revenues will start coming into an escrow account. So it's not a situation where the money is there and we're giving it to MC. This is not the case. Now those who are opposed to that route need to say to the country, what is the alternate route of financing the government should follow?
He says that this approach will have little to no impact on the taxpayers and future generations of Dominica, as this is a genius idea.
And we believe that this approach will have very little or no impact by way of debt on the taxpayers and future generations of Dominica. And I believe that this is an ingenious way of financing the construction of the airport. This is a process that is clearly thought of and one that is conscientious. And there's been talk about violation of the Constitution. This agreement will not violate the Constitution of Dominica. It will not violate the Finance Administration Act of Dominica. It will not violate any laws of Dominica. We're very clear on this. And this is not something that we just wake up in the morning and do. It's things that we get advice from, not only internally, but externally.
And that was the Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. And speaking at the media launch of the 2021 staycation of the Discover Dominica Authority, DDA Director of Tourism Colin Piper acknowledged the partners who made Tourism Awareness Month possible, saying that despite the advent of the COVID-19 pandemic, the industry has undergone much innovative change to ensure the continuation of tourism services in Dominica. He went on to list some of the activities spearheaded by the DDA to date.
Collaboration with the Dominica Solid Waste Management Corporation on its panel discussions and primary schools anti-litter poster competition. Collaboration with the Dominica Export-Import Agency for airing of tourism episodes as part of its weekly market link program with a focus on the Nature Island Standards of Excellence certification. Mm-hmm. Support to DHTA's Hike Fest, which continues to put hiking at the forefront of Dominicans' minds as a fitness and family-oriented activity. Outreach to students by community tourism associations island-wide. In addition, workshops were held on sustainable community tourism to community tourism stakeholders. Support to the Calabishi Tourism Youthon in staging its 6th annual Traditional Games Day to be held in Calabishi on May 30th. We also held a vaccination drive for tourism stakeholders on May 18th in preparation for the resumption of cruise, but also to assist with the requirement that all tourism service providers be vaccinated. Consultations with stakeholders held by the Minister for Tourism and workshops for vendors in preparation for the resumption of cruise calls this year.
Piper added that Staycation 2020 was a success and he expects greater results for this year.
And as Sammy mentioned today, we are launching Staycation 2021. Discover Dominica Authority continues to promote staycation as a way to get increased business for the sector in the summer months. Promotions for staycation started in 2012, and for 2020, we saw the greatest participation. At the end of October 2020, there were over 700 bookings for accommodations and over 900 persons participating in tours. This was a great source of revenue for our local tourism service providers during a time when the traditional tourists were unable to travel. Staycation is an opportunity for nationals and returning nationals to experience the tourism products of the destination.
And that was a DDA Director for Tourism, Colin Piper. Meantime, Marketing Executive Samantha Leta says that this year's promotion will provide all tourists and locals with added value of service for their money. Leta announced the 9 hospitality structures and 4 tour companies that are Nature Island Standards of Excellence certified.
These 9 accommodation partners are Secret Bay in T Bay, Portsmouth, Fort Young Hotel in Roseau, The Champs located in Picard, Atlantic View Resort in Anse-du-May, Cabrit's Resorts and Spa Kempinski in Portsmouth, Jungle Bay in Soufriere, Rosalie Bay Resort in Rosalie, Sea Cliff Cottages in Calabishi, and Picard Beach Cottages also in Portsmouth. The 4 tour companies we have are Extreme Dominica, and they specialize in canyoning. We have Waitikubuli Adventure Tours, and these will be doing both land-based and water-based activities. We also have Decidon Dominica, also doing land-based and water-based activities. And we have Sheppy Fun Tours, and I guess It says it all in the name. It's going to be fun tours both on land and in water.
Later told the media she expects the certified accommodation properties and tour operators to extend their promotion packages beyond the official DDA schedule. She says this emboldens Dominica to be able to ensure safe and fun accommodations for locals and visitors alike. Staycation runs from June to August of 2021.
So Staycation 2021 will run from June to August this year, and we already know that many of the properties and tour operators intend to extend their promotions beyond these 3 months. Last year we saw promotions lasting as far as March this year, so we are really excited to have the promotions for Staycation run even longer than we intend to. We also want to encourage all Dominicans to take part in Staycation this year, as it helps in the revitalization of the tourism industry. And we as Dominicans, I think, is an opportunity to learn and experience the destination. We got quite a number of positive feedback coming from last year, persons who did not know many of the properties, who did not know many of the sites. So we really want to encourage them to take part in Staycation 2021.
And that was the Discover Dominica Authority Marketing Executive Samantha Later. And DPSU General Secretary Thomas Later is reminding the head of the Dominica State College, Dr. Donald Peters, and its governing board about the guidelines stipulated in the Public Service Appointment Act, which mandate that public servants who serve more than 6 months in a position of employment must be appointed. Later emphasizes that one of the reasons for DSC's staff industrial action in April was the unfortunate fact that the DLC management and the Ministry of Education failed to follow this simple protocol. However, Later says he expects this to be resolved soon.
We recognize that everything cannot be done in one shot. But as I said, the problems are many. We have people who are not appointed. Even in the collective agreement, it states that people will be appointed after 6 months. And if management feels that if the probationary period will be for 6 months, however, if management feels that they don't want to go through that probation period, then that can be done. But we have people down there who have been working for maybe 9-8 years and they are not appointed.
And that was DPSU General Secretary Thomas Later. Meantime, Dominican Pan-Africanist and social activist McLean Williams contends that individually and collectively we are supposed to give positive advice and direction to each other to create a more positive future for youth. He made that statement on Q95's Youth on Q program hosted by Zai Emmanuel, referencing the African concept of community and discipline as well as the examples of the youth set forth by the elders in Africa. The children reflect a moral compass of the society, he says.
But individually and collectively as a community, we're supposed to be able to say, listen, what you're doing is wrong. I tell people every day, life in the African concept is circular. It's not linear. Meaning, what was done 50 years ago will affect people today. And what we're doing today will affect people 50 years down the line.
Right.
So it's not a thing where I on my own and I can just do what I want. No, if I live in a society and there are children in that society, they're looking at me. And in African culture, must say Africa is a beautiful thing, you know. Listen, in African culture, the children are like a moral compass, you know. Because imagine you're going to do something as a man, and you tell yourself, listen, the children is looking at me. That in itself is supposed to get you to straighten out yourself.
And that was the Dominican Pan-Africanist and social activist McLean Williams. Meantime, agripreneur and youth activist Nesta Phillip says there are lessons in life that need to be translated to the younger generation, and even if those lessons were not taught to us, they still remain integral to our growth.
You see, one can't give what they don't have. So a father and mother, if you can't give, let's say, the lessons, the life lessons that they never learn themselves, say, for example, respect and so on. So, but every time you see you grow in life, you have to reflect on your position and so on. So even if, for example, you were not taught, say, how to share, for example, as a father, but then you know how destructive not sharing is, you have to reflect and see, but wait a minute. The better approach in life is to be sacrificial, and then you look at best practice. Because one thing about an institution and leaders within an institution, they must understand, even if within them, they may not have something, there are always people outside they could tap into. There are always better practice examples. So the same applies for a father. For example, my own father sometimes used to print like proverbs, right? Different proverbs and so on, and put it on the wall and explain it to us. In fact, when I used to actually print out the explanations. So I'm just saying, in the context of the family, if you have that sort of behavior, you know, you have that sort of empowerment of the people within that family. And in turn, you can better behavior from the child and so on.
And that is agripreneur and youth activist Nesta Philip. And in other news, St. Lucia's Prime Minister Alan Chasney asks youth gangs to find ways to contribute to the country, and the National Security Minister call for review of the bail policy for those caught with illegal weapons after four homicides occurred over the weekend.
I just want to appeal to young people that are involved in gangs that St. Lucia is prospering and there is a better way and a better living. And to have a young person who was innocently shot is something that is horrific and really unacceptable. And I'm really appealing to them to look for a better way to make a contribution to our country. It's difficult. And I, you know, the police, I really have to commend them. They've made several arrests and recently many fines with guns and ammunition. And the new canine dogs that we have are working fantastic. So we are continuing to strengthen our police so they can do a better job in protecting all of us.
Also in other news, U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday unveiled a $6 trillion budget for next year, filled with new safety net programs for the poor and middle class, but his generosity depends on taxing corporations and the wealthy to keep the nation's spiking debt from spiraling totally out of control. Biden has already described in general terms major plans on infrastructure, and he won a major victory on COVID-19 relief earlier this year. But Friday's rollout tallies up the costs and incorporates them into the government's existing budget framework, including Social Security and Medicare, to provide a fuller view of the administration's fiscal posture.
And you're in the face of inflation, and your most senior graybeards economically in the Democratic Party are saying we have to stop spending this types of stimulus money. We've got to start getting a handle on the reality of increased inflation. This budget makes no nod to that whatsoever. It's also incomplete. It lacks many of the proposals that he, in fact, ran on in the campaign from the standpoint of you know, public option and student loan forgiveness. So it is an unaffordable budget from what we know, and it lacks many of the spending programs that would make it even less affordable over the next several years. Whereas we were trying to balance the budget in 15 years, this merely attempts to pay for its new spending with 15 years of $3 trillion of new taxes. So it's not something that the American family is going to be able to absorb, and I think it's going to have a hard time on Capitol Hill.
And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. Dominicans will not pay back monies to MMCE regardless of secret agreements signed, and all monies will be found when the DLP government is booted out of office, says opposition leader Lennox Linton. St. Lucia's Prime Minister Alan Chasney asked the youth gangs to find ways to contribute to the country, and the National Security Ministry's call for a review of the bail policy for those caught with illegal weapons after four homicides over the weekend. And U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday unveiled a $6 trillion budget for the next year, filled with new safety net programs for the poor and middle class, but depends on the wealthy to pay for it. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Margaret Cooperative Credit Union Limited and Rudolph Thomas. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global.